This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. In recent weeks, it has been impossible to go on Facebook without encountering many posts from groups trying to convince retailers to resist the urge to open on Thanksgiving Day. More and more retailers are doing exactly that. Kmart, for instance, opens at 6 a.m. Thanksgiving Day and will remain open for 42 straight hours. Among the groups trying to push back against this growing trend is the group Take Back Thanksgiving. Its founder, Annie Zirkel, is with us now. Thanks so much for talking with us today, Annie.
Thank you for having me.
What caused you to form this group?
Well, the trend, as you know, has been happening for a while. And in recent years, the floodgates just opened. And the slight holding back to midnight went to 10 p.m. and 8 p.m. Now, 6 p.m. is becoming the standard with like Penny's going to 5, and then, as you mentioned, Kmart being open all day. And it was disconcerting to me personally. I'm a big fan of Thanksgiving and of gratitude and appreciating what you have. And just the thought of shopping on this day just was such an affront to the whole purpose of being with family and connecting and being appreciative rather than pursuing stuff. So I started the Facebook page and eventually the organization.
Annie, it kind of seems that what we're seeing with the stores opening on Thanksgiving Day just grew out of that push to get decorations up in September and Christmas music playing on radio stations before Halloween. And now here we are open on Thanksgiving Day.
It's a progression, sounds so positive. Actually, I think it's a de-evolution of what we used to have more of a sense of boundary. And that's really unfortunate. It's the way the world is now. We have to create our own parameters because the world doesn't do it for us anymore.
Now, the stores, I saw the press release from Macy's saying responding to customer demand. And I will admit when Macy's first did that, we're opening at, I think, 10 p.m. or 11 p.m., or whatever it was, midnight, we were curious, and we went to see what it was like. There were a lot of people there.
Yeah.
So how do you respond to the retailers saying, look, we're doing what we can to stay alive?
Yes. And I'm not actually anti-business. Some people sort of claim that for me. I'm anti-national, multinational corporations who are very disconnected from their workers and the communities that they're in and who aren't they themselves holding the line and saying, no, Thanksgiving is important. So I do want to make that clear. Mm-hmm. But I do understand the way competition works. It's always about how do we get in, how do we sneak in just ahead of our competition and steal a little bit more of market share. And so this is why I don't think leaving it up to retailers is a good idea because there's not a lot of thoughtfulness going on. Although that said, there actually are some companies who I say, you know, there's still some hearts beating in some boardrooms out there. And you've got, you know, Costco and TJ Maxx and Barnes & Noble and Bed Bath & Beyond and others. And then you have, you know, Michigan companies, local companies who would not think to open on Thanksgiving because they're very connected to their workers and they appreciate them and they don't cross that line. But it is this certain segment that we're really just kowtowing to. We're just saying, no, no, this is important. When, in fact, actually data shows they do less for our communities. These national, multinational corporations that come in, they don't pay well. They take a lot of the profit actually out of the communities versus these locals. And so we do have it backwards. It's not about the economy. It's about what kind of economy do we want and how do we help the economy coexist with other values that we as a nation want to also express, that it isn't always about the dollar.
But what do you just say to the people that say, let it be between those who want to go out and shop and those who choose to stay home with the family and eat turkey and watch football?
Yeah. Well, so there's more than two sides. And the third side is the worker who isn't getting a vote here and is losing their Thanksgiving. And not all workers are upset about that, but the majority I have found, and I've talked to quite a lot of them, really are very disappointed. And it breaks my heart, some of the stories of people who are losing their Thanksgivings.
Such as?
Well, even up at Briarwood, you know, and here was something that I actually was almost appreciative of. So these two 20-year-old young women I was talking to, and they're heartbroken that they're going to have to work. And I thought, wow, well, at least at least that speaks to the next generation as not all just being like, well, whatever. However, most of the shoppers at Briarwood will be in the teen to 20-year-old age. So we're kind of getting that. But they're very upset. They want to be with family, and they're not getting to do that. And that actually, you know, in some ways it makes me feel better. But, you know, this woman, if you go to the website, there's some stories that people have shared and we've sort of reposted. Mm-hmm. But, you know, this young woman whose dad is terminally ill, and she's not going to be able to be at that Thanksgiving because she'll get fired. So, you know, and I get it that sometimes you can work with retailers and sort of explain your position. But we really need to be at a place where it isn't an either or like that. We need to have some way to carve out something other than shopping as being the most important thing. 363 days. We can carve out a couple. And it's good for us. You know, it's actually good for us. And not everybody kind of gets that. But, yeah, so I've heard from lots of different mindsets. You know, other people work and, you know, they just don't get it. I find that most people who don't get it, they can't find the heart in it. Their heart's shut down. They're not open to seeing people and caring about that.
Have you had any success stories in a sense of talking with some business owner in a power to decide whether to stay open or not that you were able to convince them not to open?
That I personally have? No, but that would be nice. I have heard some good stories, even in Briarwood. There is, I won't name the company, but the manager there talked the owner into not opening, and he was just ecstatic. You know, he needed the job, but he wanted to be home with family, and he was thrilled. And that's sort of the thing. At that level where you can actually talk to the owner, where they see you and they understand, that's what we're not getting with the big box stores. So,
what do you hope that the efforts of Take Back Thanksgiving might do, if not for Thanksgiving Day 2014, going forward?
Well, yes, because it's not a one-shot deal. I do hope it's an awareness-raising campaign, that we're just a little bit more thoughtful about our efforts, about our choices. What are we doing? There's a lot of wisdom that's getting lost here because we're moving to this place. I just think that the people who are making these shifts are not wise. Retailers they're not thinking like, yeah, but you know, Thanksgiving. They're just thinking market share. They won't even call it Thanksgiving if you notice the advertisements. They don't say we're open on Thanksgiving for our Black Friday sales. Black Friday sales start 6 p.m. on Thursday. Mm-hmm. They're not even acknowledging that it's a holiday. So allowing them to have the voice and people who either don't care about Thanksgiving or really just they don't see the cost. I think we need a third voice, and I think that wisdom needs to really be raised louder. And gratefully, I'm seeing it a lot where I'm speaking. I have to say, ultimately, though, I do think I would like to see a legislative option to carve out a Thanksgiving preservation bill. I haven't found any legislators to get on board with that yet, but I'm still looking. So if you're out there, feel free to contact us.
Annie Zirkle is the founder of Take Back Thanksgiving. The website is takebackthanksgiving.org. And we want to thank you for sharing your views and your work, and do keep us posted.
Thank you. And thank you for caring.